With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The Public Accounts Committee is meeting this week with sessions planned for tomorrow and Wednesday at 10 a.m. MPs on the committee will discuss the Auditor General's report, summary of outstanding OAG and PAC recommendations. Published by the Auditor General in April, the report provides an overview of the status of government minutes responding to PAC reports and summarizes outstanding recommendations.
The report identified 249 outstanding OAG and PAC recommendations as of the 15th of March 2026, including 141 recommendations that have remained outstanding for more than 5 years. It was also noted that 8 government minutes were outstanding at the time of the report.
PAC Chair Roy McTaggart tells Radio Cayman over the next 2 days, the committee will hear from relevant public officials as it examines the findings of the Auditor General's report and the progress made in addressing outstanding recommendations. You'll be able to listen live on our sister station, Breeze 105.3 FM. And Cayman's premier esports convention returns this month for its 10th anniversary. Here's CITTV's Leanna Jarvis.
Gamers Bay 10 takes over the John Gray High School Gymnasium on September 26 and 27. Competitors will battle over $10,000 in cash and prizes across the weekend. Featured tournaments include Call of Duty Warzone, Fortnite, EA Sports, FC26, and NBA 2K26. Fighting game fans can also compete in Super Smash Bros. And Mortal Kombat 1, with each event featuring a $1,300 cash prize pool. Beyond the game and screens, the convention features elite cosplay showcases and influencer meet and greets. Local youth innovation groups 345 Robotics will also host interactive tech displays and custom builds. Doors open on Saturday at 9 a.m. and run through 7 p.m. Sunday sessions run from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Registration details and more information are available online at gamersbayevent.com.
In regional news, former Cuban President Raul Castro appeared in public at a military event that celebrated the anniversary of an army branch responsible for protecting its top leaders. Cuban state television aired more than 10 minutes of footage Saturday night that showed 95-year-old Castro in his traditional olive-green military uniform alongside his bodyguard and grandson Raul Guillermo Rodriguez Castro. The former leader's previous public appearance was on August 13th. The broadcast also reported that Castro's grandson had participated earlier this year in talks with the United States, which has imposed an oil and financial blockade on the island since January. The talks have since halted, while sanctions have increased in recent months. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with David Harper. Chancellor Friedrich Merz says Germany is facing a tectonic shift in party politics following the far-right AfD's decisive victory in the eastern state of Saxony-Anhalt. The party won almost 44% of the vote, just short of an outright majority. After 3 rounds of talks with President Trump's envoys, President Zelensky has said the most important thing is to continue working together to keep diplomacy going. Without citing any tangible results, he said the discussions centered on Ukraine's air defense needs. Latvia has become the first European country to ban the import of books and newspapers from Russia and Belarus. It said the move was aimed at strengthening the resilience of society and reducing vulnerabilities in the information space. The funeral of the convicted war criminal Ratko Mladic is taking place in the Serbian capital Belgrade. The 84-year-old died 2 weeks ago in prison in The Hague. The Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz has threatened all-out war against the Palestinian Authority if it were to prepare an attack against Israel similar to the one by Hamas on October 7, 2023. Mr. Katz made the comments shortly after a Palestinian man stabbed and wounded an Israeli settler in the occupied West Bank. Lebanon's health ministry says 8 people, including a child and 2 women, have been killed in an Israeli airstrike on a residential building in the south. The Israeli military says it struck what it called a number of terrorists in Kfar Raman. And that's the latest BBC News.